In today's story, an associate director at a nonprofit college of music creates an e-commerce site selling greeting cards. And not just any greeting cards, but cards with a twist, or perhaps just a different sort of message that you might see on your typical Hallmark card. In this story, you're going to hear how she makes a big change, transitioning from a consumer-focused model, which is basically B2C, to a wholesale-focused one, B2B. We're going to call this story Savvy Stationery Site Offers Cards for Divorce in Diwali. I love stories of people taking an existing industry and remixing it somehow or otherwise, creating a change and evolution, and not just doing well for themselves, but then also kind of pushing or nudging an entire industry along. I always think of my good friend Emily McDowell, who definitely did that in the greeting card world in a very big way. Today's story is about someone else. Her name is Allie King. I'll tell you all about it in the story. Her business is called Groundswell Greetings. The story is coming right up. Stay tuned. Allie King is the Associate Digital Director at the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's a nonprofit and one of the most selective music schools in the U.S. She also runs the e-commerce site Groundswell Greetings, selling greeting cards with a twist. Allie enjoys the thrill of discovering quaint, independent boutiques. The originality and flair of the cards found in these shops surpassed those she'd find in her local grocery store aisle. In fact, whenever she'd find herself looking down the lonely abyss of a drugstore greeting card aisle, she would sigh, roll her eyes, and question the meaning of life before storming out in indignation. Okay, that's a slight exaggeration, actually, but she was disappointed. Mostly, she was underwhelmed by the mass market selections being offered. The cards were out of touch, low quality, and lacked personality. She began giving serious thought to the idea of making her own cards. As she put it, "Greeting cards made sense to me because they require little capital to get started, yet make up an $8 billion industry in the U.S. I felt I could differentiate our brand with unique designs that represent a more diverse, modern audience." Allie's card topics are as diverse as the groups they represent. Same-sex weddings, Diwali, Ramadan, new pet, and even divorce, which reads, "Heard about the divorce. Congrats on the weight loss." In short, she's trying to tap into groups that are underrepresented in the greeting card market. She started reaching out to local female artists and designers through social media and built relationships. She said she wanted to make a community in support of the arts and women in business. These master makers were looking for additional places to showcase their work and agreed to come on board. Allie originally focused the brand toward consumers. She was focused on ways to get new customers, raising awareness, and selling more cards. She created massive lists of Herculean tasks to tackle. It was a lot of work. However, after winning Philadelphia Magazine's Best of Philly Award, she had unexpected interest from stores wanting to carry her brand. She had initially built the company and her margins around a direct-to-consumer assumption, B2C, business-to-consumer, but found the wholesale side of the business to be more sustainable and easier to manage. She still had to balance the business with her full-time job, so she started thinking about how she could leverage her time in more valuable ways. This meant addressing issues like how much time she could spend cultivating relationships with those wholesale customers if she cut out the direct-to-consumer side of the business. While the wholesale margins are lower, she's now getting free marketing by being exposed to that customer base. Also, per order, wholesale orders cost less in printing, packaging, and shipping. It turned out that having fewer, more meaningful relationships to manage and following up with other small businesses actively interested in partnering with her just made sense. Allie's advice to someone else considering taking this leap: if she had the woman power and the time, she'd try to grow both distribution channels. But for now, she's excited to invest in those wholesale relationships. She also suggests learning as much as you can about your industry, peers, and competitors before you start. Most people will talk to you, she says. Buy them a beer or a coffee and give their business some social media love. Allie also noted that the wholesale model is not a one-size-fits-all. If convenience was a primary value proposition for your product, this would obviously be a bad route to go. In fact, she's making it harder for people to get her cards, not easier, but hopefully more exciting when customers see them on the shelf. Now, as far as pricing goes, Allie has kept the price at around $5 a card. The stationery industry is very seasonal. She rarely loses money, but a number of months are break-even, and her biggest profit months range between $3,000 and $5,000. She also launched a rewards program, Club GG. The annual membership consists of a $40 credit, 20% off all cards, a free birthday card, and a holiday card grab bag in December. So what's next for Groundswell Greetings? Well, at the time of our last feature, Ali said she's excited to see how the wholesale pivot continue to develop. She'd like to grow the brand in Pittsburgh and DC if possible. She also still loves her day job and is invested in learning as much as she can. Her boss is supportive of her entrepreneurial pursuits and views the side hustle as a benefit to the office. It seems success is in the cards. Well, here's a fun fact. Ali used to stalk patrons in the grocery store card aisle, that dreaded aisle where those bad cards were. She used to stalk patrons multiple times a week to see what people were buying prior to launching her business. And she wanted to know what cards people were attracted to as well as their price points. He says it was creepy, but anthropologic. I did a lot of research in the wild. Well, speaking of success being in the cards, it looks like since we last featured Groundswell Greetings, the business has in fact been acquired. So that's another form of success. She went from business to consumer to business, and I don't know the terms of the sale, but presumably you sell your business when you're ready to sell your business. So that's a good thing, of course, and now she's on to new things. Listeners, don't forget, inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is so much better. I hope you hear these stories, enjoy the stories, but also think, what can I do? What kind of small business or side hustle can I create? How can I build my own story, a service or a product, a business to consumer or a business to business model? Maybe something I build to sell or just build to operate for as long as I want to operate it. Maybe something crafty, maybe something techie, maybe something totally different. Whatever it is, there's something out there for you. I hope you take at least one small step to get closer to it today. And of course, continue to listen because the show comes out 7 days a week and the show is always free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.